You're listening to SBS News.
This season's bushfires have been heartbreaking, but researchers say the smoke they create could be heart-stopping too. Professor Kazuaki Nagishi is the head of medicine at the University of Sydney. His doctorate students were among a global team in Australia and Japan who studied the impact of short-term exposure to pollution and an increased risk of cardiac illness.
The tiny, tiny particles from bushfires or motor vehicles is accepted to have the causal association to cardiovascular diseases, including heart attack and also heart failure.
A study by Australian and Japanese researchers have linked almost 250,000 cardiac arrests to short-term exposure to polluted air. They defined unhealthy levels as air which has pollution particles above 25 units per cubic metre. To put that into perspective, parts of Melbourne, Sydney and Canberra have registered more than 500 units per cubic metre throughout this bushfire season. Professor Nagishi says it's not just those with breathing issues or respiratory illnesses who are at risk.
Age 65 years old or more are the very susceptible population. And from literature, we also know the ladies with some pregnant women as well as the child are also susceptible.
The new research, which has taken data from fire-impacted areas in the US, Brazil and Australia, reveals pollution from cars and bushfires are of key concern. It also suggests 1 in 10 people who have a cardiac arrest outside of a hospital will survive it, prompting doctors to warn the public to take great care in coming weeks. Professor Chris Zappala is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association and is a practicing doctor in Brisbane. He said the risks to heart health from smoke can be minimised by limiting time outdoors on very polluted or smoky days.
Please do continue to attend to your normal preventative health and good lifestyle factors, but do them inside if you can. So maybe get to an indoor pool or get onto the treadmill, for example, for your exercise rather than running outside in the smoky air.
Doctors also recommend P2 masks for protection, but after weeks of fire-related smog, and along with the coronavirus outbreak, they are sold out in chemists across the country. Anna Fantine is a pharmacist assistant in Sydney's north, where customers have been rushing to buy masks for weeks.
So every pharmacy around, no one have it, and also in my supplier, we have like few and big supplier, they don't have any masks to supply us.
The authors of the study hope its findings will compel world governments to clean up the air. The data shows pollution is only increasing in major cities, and researchers are concerned the number of heart attacks will rise with it. The federal government has committed $5 million for research into the long-term physical and mental health impacts of catastrophic bushfire season. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.